No, who knows? Who gives a shit?
I was telling.
Who fucking cares?
I was telling. Oh, damn. I was telling Nick yesterday, but I wanted to wait till the podcast to tell you. But I met these three expats who all married Japanese women in their 60s at a bar.
Hell yeah! Wait. The guys were 60,
or they were in their 60s, and they all lived there because they married Japanese women. Because I think immigration is incredibly difficult.
You got to fuck your way into Japan. You got to get yourself a little pussy.
Mm-hmm. And it was an old feller.
That's why they don't want people moving there, is because they don't want us fucking their broads.
And yeah. We will.
You know, and then so and that's why they make it difficult. But then it's like the one way in there is like, I guess I got to get pussy to get in.
Well,
this
sorry.
Moment.
This is what
you made me do.
You made me do this Emperor Hirohito, mm-hmm. motherfucker.
I was trying to come over here and just find some BBWs.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Some just fat white trash.
Yeah. Anyway. But
so these three guys.
Oh, those three guys.
They were
I was
going
to say something else, but like.
I'd say that the other thing, and then we'll go back to the
one of my
guys.
Japanese friends was like talking of like, speaking about like people of different cultures.
What do you mean one of your Japanese friends?
One of my friends that I made on this trip was telling me that a lot of his friends are half Japanese.
It's weird that could, because you're so unlikable in English.
Actually, I think they respect me there.
Yeah.
I think I found a place
Should
where they
move?
Respect me. Or at least they mm-hmm. don't tell me they disrespect me.
That's
which
is what you were just saying, though.
Yeah, yeah.
How the Japanese would never actually tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so that's enough for me.
Yeah, you don't need to know.
I'll take it. But no, he was saying that a lot of his friends are half Filipino, half Japanese, because Japanese men like get like mail order brides from the Philippines, and I was like, "Oh, that's cool." And he was like, "Yes, because their bodies are more better because they have big ass and big ass titties."
Okay, nice.
So that's like anyway. The three like dudes. There were two white dudes and a guy from Ghana. And one of the white guys has an iPad out, and he has a picture of the other white guy with, like, a 25-year-old Japanese girl with his arm around it. And the other guy's freaking out. He's like, I don't want Yoko to see this. And,
this
like,
is
Yoko's
name is
Yoko's
Yoko.
Obviously
his
wife. His
wife
yeah.
sees it, and she's like, is this me?
I thought I was older, but every other way, it looks exactly like me.
I guess this is me.
He's like, if Yoko sees this, like, I'm dead, you know?
Yeah,
he's,
yeah.
like, freaking out. And then the African guy, his name was George from Ghana.
Respect.
George of the Jungle.
I mean, sometimes they're just right. The pitcher hangs one over the plate. Yeah.
Sorry, I really...
I had meant to throw a changeup, yeah. and it just went out of his hand.
Yeah. That was a lollipop.
And that's it. The game's over. We'll see you next year, folks.
That was a lollipop right down Broadway.
That's it.
That was a slow pitch softball underhand. Okay. I got to know.
Yeah, man, just change his name next
here.
Time.
So curious George is over.
Nick,
he's curious about some new pussy.
Yeah, maybe okay. That's what he meant.
So George is like, he said, your phone, he's like, your phone has a password, okay, and your wife knows the password, but there is an app that you can download, and it looked like on your phone a utilities tab. But if you click the app, it has a password. And that is where you can hide the picture from your wife.
So wait, it's just a picture of him hanging out with a girl? Did
yeah,
he fuck
yeah.
her?
No, I don't know if he fucked her, but he was...
So he just wants to hold
on
to that
George,
picture?
So George got him to download this app that has an extra password to it.
Yeah.
Where he hides all his pictures from his wife.
So so George cheats on his wife.
I guess ostensibly George cheats on his wife.
They all cheat on their wives. That's
yeah.
awesome. That's a pretty good life, dude.
Yeah, we were
expat
talking
expat in Japan.
We were talking to them about
side
it.
Pussy from all types of corners of the world.
Yeah, those guys kind of had the right idea.
Yep.
They were pretty happy, I got to say. They were kind of trying to pitch us on being
it's
like
weird
them.
Though. Every time I see an expat, especially in Japan, it's like I don't know. This is this I see how this is fun, but it doesn't feel like real life. Feels fake.
Well, you're always going to be a foreigner.
Yeah.
Even if
exactly.
you're
exactly. You don't really feel at home.
Yeah.
I would guess.
But you got your boys. You can go out to the izakaya
get some
with
pussy
and,
from Filipinos
and talk
Japanese.
About hiding pics from your wife. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Those guys ruled. Yeah. And yeah, and he, but George, yeah, George made my fucking trip.
Respect
actually.
To George.
Yeah, and he was dressed perfect.
George
too.
Of the Bumble.
Yeah,
you should call him.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. the dating app.
Yeah, he's yeah. using an app to get it. You bet. Hey, anybody ever call you George of the Bumble? What do you mean? Never mind, man. I can't really explain it, but it definitely wasn't racist. So you like living here in Japan, huh? I'm sure they love that.
I'm
sure the Japanese
treat you with respect.
Huge
constantly.
Fans of you being over here using your secret apps.
To fuck more of them. Not, they, and not even the one you married, yeah, but yeah. extra ones.
Getting some extra.
That's the black. That's the Cumtown Black History moment of the episode.
It, oh, is February. Black it's moment. February, right. yeah.
Damn.
Well, you shared that story about the Matrix.
Yeah, that's now it's your turn, Adam. I had one.
Oh shit.
Did well, you actually, know, you shared your story about George.
Yeah, George from
his
Ghana,
wife in Japan,
who knows that app that has a password, so the woman cannot find the pictures.
Did he talk like that?
Yeah, he was perfect. Dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we took a picture with him.
Nice.
He had the best fit.
It's
on.
So fun. You're so racist.
Why?
Just like I met a black guy that's a fucking a cartoon that I took pictures with. And
no,
I
no, we
listened to everything
we
I say.
Drank.
He said so I could mock him on
no,
my
we
fucking
drank.
My
we
comedy podcast.
No, we drank with them,
dude. I saw this complete boop. That's basically the story you're telling.
What you're like the when you were in line at fucking CVS. Like what are you talking about? We tell stories about people we see all the time, especially people that are stereotypes or like doing yeah. funny things. Yeah, what? Like, I'm the only person that's ever done that on the. Come on. And George, yes, we did drink with him for 2 hours and have a great time.
Yeah. You shared a moment.
We shared a moment. And we took a picture with those three old guys. They were great. They were great. And they were all lying to their wives, and they were telling us how we one day could lie to our wives, too. I feel bad.
About what?
That Tinder update guy just seems like a nice guy.
No.
Yeah, well, here's the difference is I didn't say his name.
We didn't say
I didn't tell people where he lived.
That's true.
I didn't call him out for cheating on his wife.
Did he?
No, he's saying that you're... Yeah. He's complaining you to George. Mm-hmm. What he did with him to what you did with George.
George? No one's going to find George. And he doesn't cheat on his wife. He just
how
knows
many,
how to hide
how many
pictures.
Black guys in Japan are named George?
Probably, I would say 1,000.
Yeah. It's really not that many.
I guess that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Actually, is there 1,000 black guys in Japan named George?
Yeah, this comes out, and in 3 days, he's in jail.
for cheating on
a Japanese woman?
Yeah.
It's a fucking capital offense.
Adam, what have you done? My family had to leave South Africa when the Friedlands took our village.
He was not.
And
from,
I come to.
He was not from South Africa.
I have to come to Japan, and I just try to have a simple life as a pussy farmer. As to start my little pussy farm and get my life back. And what does he do? He comes to Japan and he tells on me. He does tattletale to me for cheating. Even though I tell him the secret of the app. The ancient African secret about a fake utilities app. And he tattled to me.
Yeah, I wasn't tattled. I was trying to spread the gospel of George.
He tattled on me to everyone.